This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, we have an amazing, timely topic today in preparation for the Yom Tov of Shavuos and a Geshmaka Marocha in the Shagas Aryeh. And it also, don't tell anyone, happens to be the Bar Mitzvah Pshetel of Naftali Aaron Gladstein. So I pulled that from my notes. It's a very, very timely, relevant, and literally on the page of our Gemara. The Gemara says on Adarim Pei Aleph, why are Torah sages, why do they not frequently produce Talmid Chachamim, Amar of Yosef, Shelo Yoimru, Taira Yerusha Hilahem, so that people don't say they have ownership over it, and that they inherited it. Rav Shesha Spreid Rav Idi Oimer, Kedei Shelo Yizgadju Ala Tzibur, so they don't come to dominate, domineer. Marzucha Oimer Mnei Shehin Mizgabrin Ala Tzibur, as a punishment for domineering the Tzibur. Rav Ashi Oimer Mishum Dekaru Leinshi Chamari, they call people donkeys. Ravina Oimer Shein Mevarchin Metara Tchila, Ravina says because they don't make Berchas HaTaira. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Mai Dechsev Mi Ha'ish HaChacham V'Yavei Nesois Davar Zeh Nishal L'Chachamim V'Lanavim, this matter was asked to the sages and the prophets. V'Loi Pirshu, they didn't explain it. Ad Shepirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai Dechsev V'Yoymer Hashem Al Ozvam Es Toirasi Hainu Loi Shamu B'Koyli Hainu Loi Holchuba Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav She'in Mevarchin B'Toira Tchila. Now I want you to take notice of the names mentioned in the Gemara. Why Talmid Chachamim don't frequently produce Talmid Chachamim? Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes, Mar Zutra, Rav Ashi, Ravina. Now we know Rav Ashi was one of the redactors of the Gemara. We spoke about that in the last Eon Share, remember, this past week. We spoke how Rav Ashi put together the Gemara, but he also put it together with Ravina. There was more than one Ravina. There was an earlier Ravina and a later Ravina, Ravina Basra. Seemingly, this is Ravina Basra because he's mentioned after Rav Ashi. Okay? Just take note of that. The topic we're going to speak about today is the status of Berchas HaTorah. It's an amazing topic. And B'siyata D'shmaya, I hope this is very geschmack. Okay, we're going to learn the shtickle of the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Chaf Dalet. Says the Shagas Aryeh begins by dealing with the shaila. If somebody is mesupik, if they made Berchas HaTorah, do you need to repeat the bracha misafek? Or is it like all other brachas drabanan, that safek drabanan lekula? Says the Shagas Aryeh. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos, at the end of Chilek Asin, Mitzvah Tesvav, writes, Mitzvah shenitztavinu lahoidois lishmai yisbarach. There's a mitzvah we're commanded to thank Hashem, b'chalei shenikra b'toira, whenever we read the Torah, ala toiva hagadoyla sha'asolanu, for the great benefit that He did for us, b'sitoi toirah sayelenu, by giving us the Torah, v'hoidianu hama'asim haratsuyim lefanav, and He let us know the actions that are desired by Him, shabahem ninchal chaye ha'olam haba, that through them we will inherit the world to come, v'cha'asher nitztavinu bibracha achar kol achila, kei nitztavinu bezu. The same way we are commanded to make a blessing after we eat, we're commanded to thank Hashem before we learn. Says the Shagas Aryeh, Svira lei laharav shemitzvah saseh min haTorah levarich kodem limudat Torah. That means the Ramban holds it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to make a bracha before one learns Torah. Im kein sveika l'chumra. If so, safek would be l'chumra. Kada amar beperek misha mesu legabe kriya shema leman de amar kriya shema d'oraisa ulegabe safek amar emes v'yatziv. The Ramban clearly holds Berchas HaTorah is the Oraisa. Fine. The Rambam, however, friends, does not list Birchas HaTorah as one of the mitzvahs d'oraisa. And the Shagas Ari is troubled. Why? If you look in the next page, Rambam b'minyan mitzvah shalai loymano l'mitzvah to say the Birchas HaTorah for now. Ve'ini yodeh lama. Okay, I don't know why. The Rambam does not list it, and the Shagas Aryeh says, I don't know why. The Shagas Aryeh now marshals the Gemara in Brachos to prove that Berachas HaTorah is Dairaisa. V'divrei HaRamban mevuarim behedya b'Gemara, d'arminan hasam, amr Rav Yehuda, minayin leberachas hamazon l'achra minat Torah, shenem Rav Yachalta v'savalt v'irachta. The Gemara in Brachos says, how do you know you have to bench biblically? It cites the Pasuk, v'yachalta v'savalt v'irachta. Says the Gemara, and how do you know Berachas HaTorah before you learn is midai raisa, shenemar kishem Hashem ekra havu goydel. So it says, Berachas HaTorah lefaneha, dumya de Berachas HaMazon. Right, think about it. The Gemara says, how do you know Berachas HaMazon? V'yachad zata. How do you know Berachas HaTorah? Kishem Hashem ekra. That means the Gemara is comparing Berachas HaTorah to Berachas HaMazon. The Gemara is comparing Berachas HaTorah before to Berachas HaMazon after. So, just like Berachas HaMazon after is Dairaisa, Berachas HaTorah before should also be Dairaisa. In other words, says the Shagas Aryeh in the very same Gemara that the Gemara says, how do you know that benching, how do you know benching afterwards? That very Gemara says, how do you know Berachas HaTorah before? So presumably, just like benching afterwards is Dairaisa, Berachas HaMazon, Berachas HaTorah before is also Dairaisa. Va'oid. The Gemara says the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara that we learn out Berachas HaMazon lefanav mi Berachas HaTorah from a Kavachomer. The Gemara wants to make a Kavachomer that Brachos are the Oraisa from a Kavachomer. Madach Torah. You don't make a bracha after. You make a bracha before. Mazoin, that you make a bracha after. Certainly you need a bracha before. Right? You hear the Kavachem Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says, in my opinion, brachos are the Oraisa. And we learn that from Berachas HaTorah. Because if Berachas HaTorah, you don't make a bracha after, you make a bracha before. Hamazoin, that you make a bracha after, certainly you should do it before. Question. If you're learning out a Berachas HaMazon before food from Berachas HaTorah, obviously Berachas HaTorah has to be Da'iraisa. And it's learned out from Kishem Hashem Ekra. And it must be a drasha, not an asmachta. Because if Berachas HaTorah before was only a drabanan, then you'd only be able to learn out that brachas on food are drabanan. But we already know they're drabanan. The Gemara already said that asur la adam lehanes ba'ilm hazeh b'loi bracha. So obviously Rabbi Yochanan is trying to learn out that brachas are da'iraisa. But he's learning it out from Berachas HaTorah. So if Berachas HaTorah d'rabanan, how in the world is Rabbi Yochanan trying to derive that brachas on food are da'iraisa? It must be what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, is that Berachas HaTorah is da'iraisa, and yet you don't make a bracha after. So on food that you make a bracha after, certainly you have to make a bracha before. But it's all predicated on Berachas HaTorah being Dairaisa. He says, it's an outright drasha v'lava smachta ba'alma. Dim kain hai kavachoyim ed Rabbi Yochanan. Berachas HaMazon lefanu berachas haTorah ena elachai berachas HaMazon midrabanan. Why would I have to learn that out from the kavachoyim? We all know that. Like it says, asur lehanos ba'ilma hazeh b'loi bracha.
I mean, stamakasha, there's no bracha after you learn because there's ein shir.
Okay, you can make a bracha when you're about to go to sleep. But, right, it is stamakasha, but what Rabbi Yochanan seemingly is trying to do is trying to learn out a bracha before eating is dairaisa. And that would only make sense if brachas ha-Torah before was dairaisa, otherwise you couldn't learn it out. Because if he's trying to learn out that bracha before is derabanan, we already know that. So you want to know, what does this have to do with the Gemara Nedarim? The Shagis Aryeh offers one last proof. Because in Masechta Brachos, Ravina holds Brachas HaTorah as Derabanan. But watch this. Matzina Lameidak Mehade Perak Basra Dinadarim. We could bring a raya from the Gemara Nedarim that Brachas HaTorah is Dairai. So look at this. The Amar Hasam in Neimain Matsuyan Tamid Chachamim Latzeis Tamid Chachamim B'neiim. Amar Ravina, Mibne Shane, Mavarchim, Matar, Tchila, Dam Ravina, Marav, Maidich, Siv, Mioish, Achacham, Yaman, Azois, Dervas, Anishal, Cham, Lavim, Lai, Pershu, Acha, Persha, Koshbach, Vi, Atzmai, Shinera, Yimar, Shemal, Ozmas, Tairasi. Shmamina, says the Shagasari, Debrakasatar, Dairaisa, because if it would be Drabonon, then how could the Navi Yirmiyah be saying that they were punished because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah? If it was a Drabanan, there was no Birchas HaTorah in the times of Yirmiyah. You hear the kasha of the Shagas Aryeh. The Navi Yirmiyah says, why was Yerushalayim destroyed? Because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. But a Birchas HaTorah, Drabanan, there were no Birchas HaTorah in the times of Yirmiyah HaNavi. He says the imid rabbanon ha amrinam parak eno imdin the anshe knesses agdolo tikno emli saw brachas utfilois anshe knesses agdolo enacted it v'yirmiyah kadim lahu kamadori uviyamin uviyama vadayin loy niskan. He says this you could push off that they were misaki in brachas hatayr in the time of Yirmiyah, but the text wasn't enacted yet. So maybe really Birchas HaTorah is Derabanan, and in the times of Yirmiyah it was already enacted. No, says the Shagas Aryeh. You ready for the Raya? It can't be that Yerushalayim would have been destroyed and Klal Yisrael would have suffered such a terrible punishment if Birchas HaTorah was only Derabanan. The fact that it's a Dairaisa, the fact that they were punished, that Yerushalayim was destroyed, it must be Brachas HaTorah's Dairaisa. Mikamakim Nira, Mida Anshu, Oinish Gadol, Kolkach, Da Aldover Ze of the Haaretz, Shma Mina, De Brachas HaTorah, Havamina HaTorah, De Imid Rabbanon, Loi Hoyur Uin, La Oinish Gadol, Kolkach. By the way, the Pri Chadosh in Archaim Simen Mem Zayin brings the same raya. The Pri Chadosh brings a raya, Brachas HaTorah is Dairaisa, otherwise we wouldn't have been punished so severely. The Pri Chadosh adds, the fact that the Torah cites that Yerushalayim was destroyed because they didn't make Brachas HaTorah, says the Pri Chadosh, is a raya, Brachas HaTorah is Dairaisa.
Well, according to the Ran, that the pshat was that they didn't have lishma, doesn't really make a difference whether it was Dairaisa or Rabbanan. It was the mindset. The mindset is that they weren't learning lishma, so it's, the bracha is only symptomatic of it. So why does it make a difference if it's a Dairaisa or Rabbanan?
Okay, I hear. if it would be the Rabbanon, then perhaps it wouldn't be symptomatic of such an egregious lack of lishma. But if it's da'iraisa, maybe it's symptomatic of a more fundamental lack. Yeah, I hear your point. What would the Rambam say to this question of the Shagas Aryeh or the Pri Chadash, that the fact that they were punished so severely, doesn't that indicate that Berchas HaTorah is Dairaisa? And the footnotes on the Shagas Aryeh, that the Rambam himself in his Tshuvas Pe'er Hadar interprets this Gemara completely differently. And it's quoted in the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Metzia, that when the Gemara says, Shaloi Berchu B'Torah Tchila, what it means is that the halacha is a kohen gets the first aliyah only if he's equal or greater than the other Talmid Chacham in present. But the kohen does not take precedence over Talmid Chacham. That's the real halacha. Shaloi Baruchu B'Torah Tchila means they did not give the Talmid Chacham the first aliyah instead of the kohen. And that caused a downgrade to Kavara Torah. Halachically, the Talmid Chacham gets the aliyah over the kohen. By the way, I've seen in shuls, straight out, their kohanim there, they call up the rabbi for kohen. So that's the opinion of the Rambam. And the Rambam says, not doing that is so severe that's why Yerushalayim was destroyed. Now, let's go back to the Shagas Aryeh for a moment. Says the Shagas Aryeh, where do I get it from? That the fact that we were punished so severely means that it must be a Dairaisa. Hashem punishes for the Rabbanan also. So he says, V'chaigavna kasu toisvis in the 7th parak of Soita. The Gemara says that Klal Yisrael said to Agrippas HaMelech, you're our brother. So the Gemara says at that moment, Klal Yisrael was chayiv to be destroyed because they flattered Agrippas. Says Toisvis, it must be that Agrippas was not fit to be king midairaisa, even though his mother was Jewish. Right? We always say, does it apply to everyone? No, only if your mother is Jewish. Not necessarily true by a king. A king, it's not enough for his mother to be Jewish. His father has to be Jewish. Is that the Iraisa or the Rabbanan? Tosfos says it must be the Iraisa. Because if it would only be the Rabbanan, we would not have been punished so severely. Now, says the Shagas Aryeh, this is all fine and great, but this is only the opinion of Ravina. This is Ravina's opinion. Look at this. Umida Amar Ravina Shu Basra Mimneimain Mutsin Tamicham Lotzis Tamicham Nemishim Shem Varachim Tarvat Chila. And then the Gemara brings Rav Yehuda Marav that proves Berachas HaTorah Dairaisa. That means Ravina holds Berachas HaTorah Dairaisa. And this is Ravina, Soif Hayra and a Basra. Because the Gemara brings Ravina after Ravashi. So if Ravina, the Basra, holds Berachas HaTorah Dairaisa, we paskin like Ravina. Even though Ravina in Brachais holds its Rabbanon. And it's not a stira, because that's Ravina Kamoi. Ravina in Brachais holds its Rabbanon, it's the first Ravina. Ravina in Nedarim on Daf Pei Aleph is Ravina Basra. How do I know? Because we bring him after Avashi. And even the other Amoraim here in our Gemara Nedarim don't argue on Ravina. They just give a different reason why Talmid Chacham don't frequently produce Talmid Chachavim. But Legabe Berachas HaTorah, they don't argue. Bottom line is, says the Shagas Aryeh, we paskin Berachas HaTorah Da'iraisa. I will tell you, I have in my notes, that the Dvar Avram, the Kavna Rav, and Simon Tez Zayin, Sivkat and Chav Zayin, wrote a letter to Rabbi Chanan, and he said, no, the Shagas Aryeh didn't mean to bring this Gemara Nedarim as a primary proof, Berachas HaTorah Dairaisa, it's just an asmachta. We already know from the Gemara in Brachos, but you can't prove that Berachas HaTorah Dairaisa from this Agadata, otherwise we wouldn't have been punished so severely. But I want to show you a great revelation. Look in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah and Siman Mem Zayin brings Ayin B'Shagis Aryeh Siman Chavdalid Demasik Shebechaz HaTorah Hu Min HaTorah. And therefore, if you're Mesupik, if you made Berchaz HaTorah, you make it again. Now, by the way, if you're Mesupik, you don't make all the Berchaz HaTorah again, just Asher Bachar Bana, which is Ma'ula Shebebrachis. Now watch this. Ayin Sharei Tshuva, who brings some Achronim that holds, no, misafek, don't make a bracha again. By the way, who are these achrayim who hold brachas haTorah midrabanan? The Chida. Says the Chafetz Chaim, ube'emes kasha me'od lismeich aleihem. It's very difficult to rely on these achrayim and the Chida that brachas haTorah is midrabanan, because many Rishonim, the Ramban, the Chinuch, the Rajba, hold brachas haTorah is midoraisa. And therefore, if you're mesupik, if you made brachas haTorah, you must do it again. Now, you ready for this? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's known that the punishment of someone who doesn't make Berchas HaTorah is very great. Could somebody tell me, what in the world is the Chafetz Chaim doing by saying that line? He's in the middle of a halachic discussion. Is Berchas HaTorah Dairaisa Drabbanan? He brings the Shagas Aryeh that it's Dairaisa. He brings the Shari Tshuva who quotes the Chida, who says, not so fast, if you're Masupik, if you made Berchas HaTorah, maybe you shouldn't make it again. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, very hard to rely on that opinion. So many Rishonim, Ramban, Chinuch, Rajba, hold Berchas HaTorah Dairaisa. Of what relevance is it that we know the punishment for not making Berchas HaTorah is very severe? How does that come into this halachic machloikas? I would humbly assert that the Mishnah Berurah is iterating the point of the Shagas Aryeh, that if it's such a severe punishment for not making Berchas HaTorah, it must be Berchas HaTorah's Dairaisa. Otherwise, why is the Mishnah Berurah bringing in the conversation of whether Berchas HaTorah's Dairaisa Drabanan? By the way, if you don't do it, there's a big punishment, okay? Shkayach. What the Mishnah Berurah is trying to scare us? How is this relevant to this halachic discussion? It seems like, contrary to the Kavna Rav, who said, no, it's not really so conclusive that the fact that there's a severe punishment, that it's a Dairaisa, I think the Mishnah Berurah is citing the severity of the punishment as a proof that Berchas HaTorah is Dairaisa. Okay? And therefore, bottom line is, we hold, if you're Mesupik, if you made Berchas HaTorah, you make it again. The Mishnah Berurah does throw in that if you already said Ava Rabba, you could be lenient, because you could be Yoytze Berchas HaTorah through Ava Rabba. Obviously, it's better to be Mechavein Beferush during Ava Rabba to be Yoytze Berchas HaTorah. Now, here's the stira, and here's where Shavuos comes in. What's the halach if somebody's up all night? Do they make Berchas HaTorah in the morning? So the Mishnah Berurah says, later on in this siman, he says, V'im haya in sivkatan chavches, v'im haya neir kalalayla, if you're up all night, yeishoymim de'ein tzarech, levarich babaykar. Some say you don't have to make a brach in the morning, the chayadim in the name of the pre-chadash. V'yeishoymim de'tzarech levarich. And some say you do have to make the bracha. Ki kavu chachamim brachazu b'chol yoim. The rabbis enacted this bracha every day. Dumya d'shar brachas hashachar. Usafek bracha islahakel. So if you're up all night, it's a mesupik whether you make brachas haTorah in the morning. And safek bracha islahakel. Safek bracha islahakel? I thought the Mishnah Berurah said that Berchas HaTorah is a bracha d'iraisa. So, safek d'iraisa l'chumra. This question is raised by Reb Simcha Bunim Cohen in his footnotes to the book, Laws of Daily Living. It's a stira in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah began the siman by quoting the Shagas Aryeh that Berzata Deraisa, and therefore if you're Masupik, you have to make it again. And here, regarding if somebody's up all night, it's a suffik whether you make it in the morning, and suffik brachas lahaka. The answer should be very simple. By the way, if you look at the opinion who holds Ein Sarach Levarich Baboikar, that you don't make it again in the morning, it's the Pri Chadash. The Pri Chadash who holds Berachas HaTorah is Da'iraisa. He holds that if you're up all night, you don't make another Berachas HaTorah. You know why? Because you were never mafsik from the previous day. So the suffik here is not a suffik on the Da'iraisa. Mid-Da'iraisa, you don't, even if you say Berachas HaTorah is Da'iraisa, it's Da'iraisa. But if you're up all night, so then yesterday's Berachas HaTorah is still going to work for you. The Shaila is, did the rabbis enact you need to say it daily even if you're up all night? That's a suffik in a drabanan. Of course, Berachas HaTorah is a Da'iraisa. But the need to say it again on a new calendar date, that would only be drabanan. So now it's a suffik drabanan lakula. Okay? That is the sugya of Nadarim Pei Aleph. Have a wonderful day. This schedule this week. The Wednesday night shir is Tuesday night. The regular shir. So, I think I'm going to do... But tomorrow, I'm speaking Muncie. So I might do earlier tomorrow. Is like 5:45 too early for tomorrow? That's what I'm thinking. Okay, we'll be in touch. Have a good day, everyone. Brach v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.